Now, the recent drop in temperature has, I think, had us all reaching for the fluffy pajamas and getting a thick doona back on the bed. But maybe this isn't always conducive to getting a good night's sleep. Talking to us now, we've got Cheryl Fingleson on the line. She's a sleep consultant to find out a little bit more. Cheryl, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
My pleasure, and good morning to all your listeners.
So could you tell us a little bit about how temperature does affect our sleep?
Well, what happens when we go into a deep sleep, which is the sleep we want, that actually helps our body to repair and fix up. Our body, our core temperature drops, and being too hot and having too many clothes on and too many blankets and electric blankets, all this stops our body temperature from actually dropping. And in order for us to go into a deep sleep, we need our body temperature to drop. So as you know, there's REM sleep and non-REM sleep, and we need to get into the four different cycles of those sleep in order for, as I say, our body to repair and be ready so we feel nice and fresh the next morning.
So it's worth then maybe kicking off an extra blanket, even though it is cooling down at night.
Yes, it is. We want to keep the temperature in the room, particularly the room, if we can keep that nice and cool at 20 degrees, maybe 21 if you're really cold, then you always can throw on a blanket. But if the actual temperature of the room is too high, what happens is the dry air and the hot air dries out the mucus in our body, which is what we need to fight off all the bacteria and stop us getting flu and influenza.
And so could you tell us a little bit more about the condition seasonal affective disorder?
Well, isn't that strange? I'm sure nobody's heard about that. that we find all these different nice definition so that at least it helps us understand. This is one that absolutely affects certain people because we need the light and the fresh air to help our body to adjust so that melatonin is released. So what happens in winter, we incline to stay inside rather than go outside. And a lot of people are affected terribly by depression because they're not getting outside to get the fresh air and obviously the light. So what I always recommend at lunchtime or when you're having a cup of coffee, you know, during your work time, get out, go out, get your coffee. You need to get the fresh air and the light from outside. We don't want to stay inside with heaters and obviously fluorescent lighting and that type of thing. So our body becomes very sluggish, and we find that we don't really want to do exercises and go for walks. So everything begins to get less and less, and we really need our circadian rhythm to adjust to it being nighttime and daytime. So we need to get out and not let this seasonal affective disorder sort of get hold of us. The other big thing that I find people do, which makes sense, is we start eating carbs because we feel cold and we think a nice heavy meal of carbs is going to help us. But what happens is a hormone called leptin is released when we eat too many carbs at night and during the day. And this also affects our sleep cycle. So we want to be careful that we eat fresh fruit and vegetables and just keep our normal pattern that we have in summer, but just put a layer of clothing over.
Well, Cheryl, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. And everybody, keep warm, but don't overheat yourself at night.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Cheryl Fingleson. She's a sleep consultant, telling us a little bit more about how maybe overdoing it on the blankets at this time of year isn't necessarily best for our sleep.